Thank you so much for downloading, listening to, and praying with us at the Pastor Brian Podcast. We're so thankful to you. Many people have been asking us in these last 2 weeks, how can we support the Pastor Brian Podcast? Well, of course, subscribing, rating, and reviewing would be great. But the best way to help support the Pastor Brian Podcast is by giving a gift to Gary Church. Simply go to our website at www.garychurch.org. Hit the main menu icon in the top left-hand corner, and then scroll down to Ways to Give. Any little bit goes a long way. Also, contact us anytime at pastorbrianpodcast@gmail.com so we can pray for you. We are so glad to be a companion with you as together we grow in Christ. Thank you. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. This Thursday, the last day of April, we are celebrating the great 50 days known as Easter. Easter is a season that lasts for 50 days and celebrates the resurrection and salvation of Jesus Christ and his ministry on earth immediately following his resurrection. Let us begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, you have made us a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and prized possession through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Enliven us by your Holy Spirit to be witnesses of the good work you bring into our lives. Amen. As we spoke about earlier in the week, we turned to a new psalm on Thursday, and by God's providence, it is a psalm we read last week and learned a new refrain with, the 23rd psalm. It will be in the King James translation of the Bible. We will begin with a refrain, then we can sing together several times throughout the psalm. We will end with the refrain again. Let's sing the scripture together.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, and shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not. Shepherd, and I shall. shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
Our next scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, New International Version. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will lead you into a topic of prayer, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and then you will respond, hear our prayer. We will then move to the next topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you're doing this as a family and want for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you're ready and start with us again. Let us pray. Almighty and triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, enable us to learn to pray and turn our attention away from ourselves. So we pray now and praise you for the simple blessings we received today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the sins of the world, as well as our own. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For judges in our own nation and around the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those missing your sacrament through the Lord's Supper. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May others see our good works by your grace and give glory to you by how we have been changed through Jesus Christ. Amen. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together tomorrow. I'll look forward to praying with you.